We see nearly 2 to 3 times as many patients with neurological problems in Ireland compared to even 7 or 8 years ago. And trying to do that, we've managed to increase the number of neurologists in the country, 36 or so consultant neurologists in the country. The problem is, I suppose, that's not quite adequate. We thought we were seeing the tip of the iceberg, the number of patients with neurological problems in Ireland, and that there was a whole bunch of people under the water that weren't being referred. And what's happened is we've started to see more people who got referred appropriately because they have neurological problems, and that's becoming a challenge, and how do we meet that challenge? And last but not least is that the neurologist appointed in the country, it's a bit like everything in Ireland, I suppose. It's Eastern heavy. We have a fair number of neurologists appointed in Dublin in the major hospitals, but in the Northwest in particular, as you've highlighted, is unfortunately lacking. And that's been a problem. So, for example, we used to have one neurologist, we now have two in Sligo, who has to cover Roscommon, Mayo, Donegal, etc. So Donegal and Donegal Letterkenny General Hospital does not have any neurologists there permanently. They have a visiting neurologist from Sligo 1 day a week or so. But that's a challenge. I mean, if you've got an acute hospital with an acute admissions coming in with neurological problems, ideally you'd like to have a neurologist available there most days of the week to manage the various acute neurological problems, including acute stroke in assistance with the geriatrician department, epilepsy, confusion, delirium, etc., etc., etc.
And as you say, this is happening at a time when more and more patients are being diagnosed, they're being found, and people that would heretofore not have been diagnosed are being diagnosed. And in a sense, in one way, the service is almost a victim of its own success.
Yeah, that's a fair comment. And medicine's a bit like that, I suppose. We have to recognize that medicine is getting producing new tools all the time and new therapies. And once the therapies come, people appropriately with the problem will demand those access to those therapies. For example, I give a good example. Multiple sclerosis is a good example in that this has completely changed when I was training. And there's a huge amount we can do for people now with MS in Ireland with various treatments that either can be decreased attacks of multiple sclerosis by 2/3 or more with different therapies. So this is we've got treatments that are highly effective for that. But that means you've got to try and get an early diagnosis so you can get early, so you make sure the person doesn't become disabled and have injury. And that means you have to have early access. And Letterkenny is a good example of that, Donegal, I should say, because you're probably aware that there was a study done by my colleague Michael Hutchinson a number of years ago at St. Vincent's looking at the prevalence and incidence and frequency of multiple sclerosis in the country, and it's a south-north gradient. It's lowest down the southern part of Ireland, but as you get up towards Donegal in the north, it's the highest frequency, and indeed is one of the highest frequency of the world, similar to what you find up in the Scottish Islands.